Fresh impetus for gun control.
It's time for Congress to get in step with the American people and take these actions that will make our children safer.
Diallo demonstrators in Washington.
No justice! No peace!
A humble John Rocker returns to the Brave.
Sometimes I lack the understanding to see the problems that other people face.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. This week's shootings of innocent people, especially the death of a six-year-old girl, have galvanized proponents of stricter gun control, led by President Clinton, who summoned key members of Congress to a meeting next week. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is live at the White House.
The president charges that gun control is one issue on which Congress is completely out of touch with the American people. In a CBS News interview with Dan Rather, the president said he hopes the tragic cases of gun violence the last 2 days will move Congress to enact the measures he wants. They include a requirement that a child safety lock be sold with every handgun, which he thinks might have prevented that little boy in Michigan from shooting his classmate.
If this gun had a child trigger lock on it, then the child, in all probability, could not have figured out how to undo the child trigger lock and fired the gun.
The president may not get all the measures he wants, but House Judiciary Committee Chairman Henry Hyde says Republicans are willing to talk.
Anything's possible. I'm open to compromise. I would like to get some legislation. I think the country wants some legislation.
But the president says some members of Congress still fear political retaliation from the National Rifle Association. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
In Mount Morris Township, Michigan, 19-year-old Jamel James will face a charge of involuntary manslaughter in the death of first grader Kayla Rollin. Authorities say it was James who left a loaded .38 caliber handgun where the six-year-old shooter could find it. Now this.
Every day, you may say one thing.
Welcome to Ashtray Krause Gatsby.
While your breath says something else.
Welcome to Ashtray Mouth Gag Me.
Introducing Eclipse, a whole new kind of gum from Wrigley. Two pieces of new sugar-free Eclipse stop strong mouth odors fast before they make a statement. So when you say,
let's seal the deal, Hal McSweeney.
He won't hear.
Let's smell my veal, Scallopini.
Try Eclipse Gum. It's new.
How does a great cup of coffee sound?
Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Heavenly coffee, heavenly coffee. Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Better coffee a millionaire's money can't buy. Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Better coffee a millionaire's money can't buy.
Chock full of nuts coffee, still heavenly.
A New Hampshire teenager who calls himself Coolio is being questioned about last month's hack attacks on major websites. Federal investigators believe he's just one of the people involved, but CBS News computer consultant Larry Magid says it's significant that he's been tracked down.
I do think this puts out the word to the hackers that want to destroy or invade other people's websites that law enforcement is on the case and is going to do everything possible to catch them. It also shows that there are some law enforcement techniques that do work.
Maggot says hackers typically leave a trail, and given enough resources, investigators can track them down. The Diallo case moved to Washington today as Amadou Diallo's parents and their supporters called for federal civil rights charges against the New York cops who were acquitted at their criminal trial. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
No justice! No peace!
Stirred up protesters circled the Justice Department counting the number of times Diallo was shot.
4, 5, 6!
All the way to 41. New York Congressman Charles Rangel says the two-hour meeting with justice officials produced a pledge for a thorough review.
They have reached the conclusion that something sounds like it's wrong and that they need evidence to prove it.
But Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder says,
these are difficult cases to prosecute. The standard that we have to meet on the federal side is a high one.
And federal involvement is, in his words, pretty rare. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's an embarrassment for Al Gore. Maria Shaw, a friend and political supporter of the vice president, was convicted today of arranging more than $100,000 in illegal donations during the 1996 campaign. Shaw was involved in Gore's visit to a Buddhist temple in California, which he initially characterized as community outreach. Prosecutors say it was an illegal fundraiser. George W. Bush and John McCain, along with Alan Keyes, have a debate tonight in advance of the Super Tuesday primaries. He's confident of a strong showing, but he's prepared to join forces with Bush.
If he is the nominee of our party, I will support him and seek to help him achieve the presidency of the United States.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
A Chinese philosopher once said, "Do not use a hatchet to remove a fly from a friend's forehead." Interesting quote. But not the most interesting quote you'll hear today. Not if you call GEICO Direct for a quote on your car insurance. Got 15 minutes? Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. You could cut your car insurance rate by 15% or more without wielding a hatchet. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
Let's say you owe $3,000 in taxes. Wouldn't you like to get 3,000 airline miles for paying them? Now you can. Just charge your income taxes on a credit card. For a small convenience fee, you may earn a point, mile, or money back for every tax dollar you charge. It's fast, secure, easy, and authorized by the IRS. Just call Official Payments Corporation toll-free 888-2-PAY-TAX. You don't even need to remember the number. It's in your IRS instruction booklet. Official Payments accepts American Express, MasterCard, and Discover cards.
John Rocker reported to the Atlanta Braves training camp in Florida today with an apology and a denial.
My comments concerning persons afflicted with AIDS, as well as various minority groups, have left people wondering if I'm a racist. I will emphasize that I am not a racist, although I can understand how someone who does not know me may think so.
CBS News reporter Peter King was there.
John Rocker's day started with a closed-door meeting with his teammates. Outfielder Chipper Jones says players were glad to see him back, calling him a friend.
And we're going to stand behind him. I think everybody at some point went over and shook his hand and, you know, welcomed him back. But, it's going to take some time for each individual to address him. Man to man.
Jones and others say they felt Rocker's clubhouse apology was sincere and from the heart. His teammates say they hope Rocker keeps his intensity on the pitcher's mound and that his off-the-field behavior will be a little more low-key. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Experts say it'll be a few months before we see any relief from high oil prices, but three OPEC countries, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Venezuela, are calling for production increases. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Most professors demand better scholarship, but this is a first. Professors who demand better copying.
I'm the manager of the copy center on a big campus. A lot of professors request the Xerox document center so they can have the clearest graphs, pictures, detailed photos of chemical processes, stuff from the electron microscope. I can give them excellent copies time and time again. You have to see it to believe it.
Imagine getting an A for copying.
Keep the conversation going. Share the knowledge. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Are you looking for sizzling hot technology? Then visit our Super Mongo Virtual IT Career Fair!
There's a better way, people. Computerjobs.com. Real jobs. Updated hourly. Customized to your individual profile. The tools you need. The results you deserve. Take control. If you're serious about your IT career, you'll go there.
Computerjobs.com. Outlive your code. Upgrade your future.
The Nasdaq lost ground today, down 29 points. The Dow picked up 26. You might be able to meditate your way to better health. In a study at Drew University of Medicine and Science in Los Angeles, spokesman Chanel O'Haney says patients who practice transcendental meditation reduce their risk of heart attack and stroke without any changes in diet or exercise.
We do know that when a person gets more rest, and TM does provide a very unique and deep state of rest, that we do know that their physiology begins to function a little bit better.
And he says TM reduced systolic blood pressure by 8 to 10 points. The study suggests that people who practice natural stress reduction might be able to transcend need for medication. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.